Heath and Maricopa's first on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When you hear the auto attendant, just hit one to bypass the message and ring right into the studio. And when we take a call, it's a perfect opportunity to get on the line as we open a line. Heath, welcome.
Good morning. So I've got some tree questions. Front yard, I've got a couple of Chinese pistachios, south facing, and they really struggled the first year we put them in. And this year they have a bunch of sprouts, you know, the ground level branches coming up. And I was really hesitant to do anything because the tree was so unhappy last year. I figured I'd just let it do its thing. But at some point I need to cut those back. I mean, they're great for preventing sunburn, but I don't want a bush. I want a tree.
Right.
So at what point do I cut those back?
I would definitely leave them on there all summer. And if the only problem with them, you know, is if they get so big that they're going to be hard to cut off, or they change the shape of the tree completely. But I would definitely, you know, every leaf that's on a tree is a little food factory, you know, and it's also, as you mentioned, it's shading the trunk as well. So the more foliage that you can leave on a tree, if it, the more it's going to produce carbohydrates, the more the tree is apt to grow. So I certainly would leave it alone all this summer, and then maybe next spring you evaluate how well it's doing and how much those are growing. You know, and then start, you could even selectively eliminate them. Maybe start with the lowest one or the lowest ones, and then kind of start skirting the tree up or lifting the canopy of the tree up in time.
Okay. Well, I mean, the tree's pretty tall. It's added 2 or 3 feet. It's probably 8 feet tall now, maybe even 10 feet tall.
So it's growing. It's recovered and it's starting to perform. Okay. Well, you know, I think I'd just probably leave them on through the summer then. Next winter, take those off.
Drops its leaves in the wintertime,
yep.
And throw them up.
When it does that, then I'd probably take those off.
All right. Now, in the backyard, I got ash trees. One of them died. I cut it off, but it's got all the same thing. It's got all these shoots coming up,
mm-hmm.
but it's got maybe, it's real happy. It's got 20 of them, maybe. It looks like a bush, but I don't want a bush. I want a tree. So at some point, I got to do something. How long do I let those grow before I start picking them off?
Well, do you want a single trunked tree?
I would prefer a single.
Is there one of those? If there's, is there one
trunk tree?
Is there one of those that's straight coming out of the, you know, up straight enough?
They're still pretty short. They're maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet tall at the most.
Because the problem is going to be, you know, if the tree died back and then you cut it back down towards the base or, you know, ground level, and now you've got, you know, all of these sprouts coming out of the ground, they're probably not going to be, you know, straight. They're going to be curved as they come out of the ground and start growing then straight up. I kind of like multi-trunk trees. I would have no problem picking, you know, 3 or 4 of those limbs as they come out that are pretty well spaced. If you looked, you know, if you stood on a ladder and you look straight down on top of that, you know, if they were equidistant around, like spokes coming out of the center of a wheel, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 of them, and then eliminate all the other ones in time. Again, maybe this first summer you let them all come and then pick the ones that look like they're going to give you the nicest look, shape, and form of a multi-trunked tree. That would be what I would do.
I've noticed multi-trunk trees can seem to be stronger than single trunk and grow faster and wider. We've got two mulberries, one on each side of the lawn. The multi-trunk is only that way because it's been run over, eaten by a goat. It's died like 3 times and it keeps coming back. We call it our Jesus tree. And it was planted the same time as the other one. And that single trunk one, it's just as tall as that one with 3 years behind it because of how many times it had to get killed and start over. And it's a much stronger and wider canopy,
yeah.
Which I think is what he's looking for, is that shade.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, if you don't mind the look of having the multi-trunk, it's it might end up being a better tree anyway.
Yeah. And as they get bigger, something I've done that really helps me is just take a little garden tape, the green stuff mm-hmm. you use to tie up your vines, wrap that around the branches you want to cut off, because it's a lot easier to identify what you want to thin out when it's in full canopy than when all the leaves are off and you're looking at it, you're like, which ones do I need to cut off?
There you go. Perfect.
So, good luck with your trees, Heath. Thanks for the call. When we get back, it's Pat. Another tree question. We've got a couple emails that came in last night from Chuck, who wants to talk about hop seed bushes. And your call, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Just hit 1 when you hear the auto attendant.